anything. Look what you've done. I'm a star, love. Look what you've done. I'm a star, love. Look what you've done. I'm a star, love. Look what you've done. Border Crossings, he's the Weeknd, and that is called Starboy. That's the title track to the new album, and it features Daft Punk. And the Weeknd will be performing at the Grammys with Daft Punk on February 12th. And VOA 1 will be broadcasting live on Facebook. It's Facebook Live for the VOA 1 Grammy Party, and it starts at 0100 hours. Please tune in, and you will hear all the awards presentations, the winners. You'll hear about the clothing that everyone's wearing and the performances, and that begins at 0100 hours on February 12th. You're invited. Now, there's a report going on now. TMZ is saying that the Weeknd, who is obviously romantically involved now with Selena Gomez, they posted photos from their vacation in Italy over the weekend, looking romantic, so they're not keeping it a secret anymore. So people are wondering, is he going to take her to the Grammys? She's not nominated. He is. He's performing at the Grammys. So will they arrive as a couple? We will find out on February 12th. The Weeknd begins his tour for the album Starboy in March. And love his sound, love his style. He's kind of reinvented himself on the new album from the first album. This is Larry London. You're listening to Border Crossings. Requests and dedications are what we play, and all you have to do is ask. Just let us know. Call 202-619-2077 or email bordercrossings@voa.gov. We have twitter.com. Send a tweet to hashtag BCVOA or go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and you'll find us on our Facebook page. And you can also send in cards and letters to Border Crossings in care of Washington, D.C., 20237. Don't forget Border Crossings on your cards and letters, and it'll find us. And so there's many different ways you can reach us, and we hope you will reach us and let us know that you're tuned in and listening to the show. Coming up, we've got a request from Aklam. Aklam is in Kenya. And I want to say hi to everybody listening in Kenya, all the Kenyans who support the program. Thank you so much. The request is for Lady Antebellum, who just did an interview with People Magazine and said that they took the last year off so they could focus on their kids. But now they've been recording new music for a new album called Heartbreak that's coming out soon. And they said it was hard, but they had to get rid of the kids. They hired nannies or they used grandparents or other people to watch their kids. Charles has an 11-month-old named Ward. Dave has a 2-year-old named Cash. And Hillary has a 3.5-year-old daughter, Isol K. And she's married to the band's drummer, Chris Tyrell. So they are all now back in studio finishing up the new album, Heartbreak. They're getting ready for the tour. They've got a year-long tour that's called the Look Good Tour that begins May 26th. But for now, here's one of their biggest hits. Aklam wants us to play this, Need Me Now. This is Lady Antebellum, Need You Now, on Border Crossings.
Picture-perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone, 'cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me it happens all the time. It's a quarter.
can stop looking at the door. Wishing you come sweeping in the way you did before.
And I wonder if I ever crossed your mind.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Baby, I like you so.
Grips on your waist, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray, that's why I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand, one more time before I go, higher powers taking a hold on me, I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand, one more time before I go, higher powers taking a hold on me,
baby, I like you so.
Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Down, I'll take it slow, make you lose control.
I need a one dance.
Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Border Crossings, and you're listening to the sound of Drake. And Drake is featured with the WizKid and Kyla on One Dance, a request from Maria, Khadija, Samai, here on Border Crossings Views, a record-setting album as far as its tenure on the charts and all the songs that he's had on that album that have made it to the charts.
Biggest-selling album of 2016 in the U.S., I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Between Drake and Adele.
Yeah, absolutely. Without question, a billion streams for all of his songs.
Right, right.
He's just one hot property. He did delay his U.K. tour a little bit, but tomorrow he's at the O2 Arena in London in concert. It's the Boy Meets World U.K. tour.
You think J-Lo will be with him?
You never know. I mean, that seems to be the end thing these days is kind of keep your relationship on the down low and then bring them with you and be seen in public places, even though you're not going to confirm that you're really dating the person.
Yeah, just slip it on your Instagram feed, you know.
Just enough tease. Just enough tease. By the way, Drake did an interview recently. He said there is no Kentucky Wildcat fan bigger than himself. And if he were asked 10 years ago to give up music for basketball, he would have done it. He would have done it. Well, speaking of charts and all the success on the charts, Ray McDonald is here. He's the host of our weekly Billboard Top 20 Countdown.
I have two very successful acts for you today. The Chainsmokers and a combination of The Weeknd and Daft Punk. So these are big hits that I'm playing today. We're going to start off with The Chainsmokers' latest song, Paris, which is the follow-up to Closer, which spent 12 weeks at number one. It's a huge hit. It's gone four times platinum in the U.S. Paris it follows in the Chainsmokers tradition of featuring a female vocalist. And it's somebody new on the scene. And we're going to meet her after Paris.
We were staying in Paris to get away from your parents, and I thought, wow, if I could take this in a shot right now, I don't think that we could work this out. Out on a terrace, I don't know if it's fair, but I thought, how could I let you fall by yourself? Well, I'm wasted with someone else. If we go down, then we go down together. They'll say you could do anything. They'll say that I was clever. If we go down, then we go down together. We'll get away with everything. Let's show them we are better. Let's show them we are better. Let's show them we are better. We're staying in Paris. Get away from your parents, you look so proud. Standing there with a frown and a cigarette, posting pictures of yourself on the internet, out on the terrace. We breathe in the air of this small town, on our own, cutting glass with the thrill of it. Getting drunk on the past we were living in. If we go down, then we go down together. They'll say you could do anything, they'll say that I was clever. If we go down, then we go down together. We'll get away with everything. Let's show them we are better.
Let's show them we are. Show them we are. Show them we are. Show them we are.
Let's show them we are better. We're staying in Paris. They'll say you could do anything. They'll say that I was clever. If we go down, then we go down together. We'll get away with everything. Let's show them we are better. We were staying in Paris. We were staying in Paris. We were staying in Paris.
Chainsmokers, Paris. It's our Hot Shot debut this week, opening at number 7, so it's already a big hit. And you can tell the Chainsmokers are edging closer and closer to mainstream pop. They're filing off whatever rough edges they had. This is very melodic, very accessible. It's the follow-up to Closer, which was a gigantic hit. This features an uncredited vocal from a lady named Emily Warren. Emily co-wrote the Chainsmokers' earlier hit, Don't Let Me Down, which featured Daya. Some fans thought this was Selena Gomez on the track, but it's not. Emily Warren has also written for Fifth Harmony, Shawn Mendes, and Sean Paul. And she announced on her Twitter feed that she is going on tour with the Chainsmokers and Kiara, who you might remember from her song Gold. The Chainsmokers tour begins April 13th in Miami. And it's going to sell out fast. Chainsmokers are really on a roll. They're up for 3 Grammy Awards.
And, you know, speaking of tours, they just performed in Aspen, Colorado at a music festival, and not a good review. From what I read, the show was boring, according to the reviewer. It wasn't what you would think from Chainsmokers.
The Chainsmokers are, you know, they started out as beat makers and producers. You know, these were guys working on their computers. So they're not showmen in the way of a Justin Timberlake or a Bruno Mars.
Hmm.
I mean, honestly, so there's a learning curve involved, too. You know, the Chainsmokers, 2016 was their breakout year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that they're working on actually putting together a production for this tour. But, you know, I guess the results will be in.
As long as you keep selling records, that's all that really matters.
I visited Aspen for the first time in August last year. Oh, what a place.
Hmm.
What a town.
I hear it's great. Skiing and a beautiful place.
You're right at the foot of the mountain.
Hmm. Lucky you.
I know. I want to be back there. All right. Anyway, on to our next song, which features another solid gold countdown act, The Weeknd. This is his second collaboration with Daft Punk. It's called I Feel It Coming. It moves from 22nd to 19th place. And I have some exciting news about both The Weeknd and Daft Punk, and I'll hit you with it after the song.
What you really like, baby, I can take my time, we don't ever have to fight, just take it step by step, I can see it in your eyes, cause they never tell me lies, I can feel that body shake, and the heat between your legs, you've been scared of love, and what it did to you, you don't have to run. Touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. Time. I'm just trying to get you high, faded off this touch, you don't need a lonely night, so baby I can make it right, you just gotta let me try, to give you what you want, you've been scared of love, and what it did to you, you don't have to run, I know what you've been through, just a simple touch.
Just a simple touch and it gets set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me.
I'm not 100% sure, but I think he feels it coming.
I think so. It should be there by now.
That's The Weeknd and Daft Punk moving from 22nd to 19th place. It's the second single from the Starboy album and also the second to feature Daft Punk. It's already gone to number one in Mexico and France, where Daft Punk comes from. The Weeknd and Daft Punk, this is big news. They've just joined the performing lineup for the Grammys. Other new additions include Alicia Keys, Dave Grohl, Anderson .Paak, Maren Morris, who are both up for Best New Artist Awards, and A Tribe Called Quest, who reunited in 2016 for their first album in 20 years. The Grammy night is on February 12th, and also on that night, I just want to get in a quick plug for our Grammy night party on VOA 1. It'll be me, the lady DJ, and Nikki Strong. We'll be eating pizza. We'll be talking about the performers and the songs and nominations and all that good stuff.
Yeah, you're eating pizza. I'm tuning in.
Now, it's a win-win.
I do want to ask you about the tie you're wearing today.
Yeah.
What is the significance of the tie you've got on? What made you choose that with a skull on the tie?
It's an Ed Hardy tie.
Okay.
And, you know, I just felt like sporting it today.
You're in that mood?
I'm in that mood today. I'm going to take no prisoners kind of mood.
It's colorful. With a skull.
Yeah.
It's colorful. All right. That's Ray McDonald and Chart Chat every Tuesday, bringing you the latest on the charts. Thursdays, you've got the VOA 1 segment called Billboard Top 20 Countdown.
That's correct. And you can also get all my information on my Twitter feed. I dropped a whole bunch of new videos on Friday, and then Ed Sheeran came out with his Shape of You video on Monday. I've got that. So I always try to feed people the new videos and articles and photos and whatever else catches my eye.
Wow, I can hardly wait. I'm going to go there and check out your Twitter feed.
Go there now.
All right, that's Ray on the Hits.
Ray on the Hits.
See, I knew it. Gil Zimbabwe requested the Everly Brothers. Here you go.
These are the words of a frontier lad who lost his love when he turned bad. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her where I am. Take a message to Mary, but don't say I'm in a jam. You can tell her I had to see the world, or tell her that my ship set sail. You can say she better not wait for me, but don't tell her I'm in jail. Oh, don't tell her I'm in jail. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her what I've done. Please don't mention the stagecoach and the shot from a careless gun. You can tell her I had to change my plans and cancel out the wedding day. But please don't mention my lonely cell where I'm gonna pine away until my dying day. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her all you know. My heart's aching for Mary, Lord knows I miss her so. Just tell her I went to Timbuktu, tell her I'm searching for gold.
you can say she'd better find someone new to cherish and to hold. Oh Lord, this cell is cold. Mary, Mary, oh Lord, this cell is cold.
Everly Brothers, back in the 50s, take a message to Mary. If they did it now, it'd be send a tweet to Mary. That's what it'd be. Or a text. Thank you, Gil in Zimbabwe, for listening. Sam Eddies, thank you for joining us. Joseph Gabetti, also appreciate you listening to Border Crossings. Suni Barandaz, we heard from P-A-T, Ethiopia. Lemo is with us, and Vincent Maloba. So thank you, everybody, for going to our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Again, thanks to Ray for joining us with Chart Chat, which is a regular segment on the show every Tuesday, keeping you up to date on what's happening on the charts. Thanks to Rob, our engineer, and Vince, our director. Also, Maria, our producer intern, who's in today. I'm Larry London. Have a great evening. We'll be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal. This is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.